Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
This is your official Leguizamarama spoiler warning. If you have not listened to or seen Papa John's commercial 2022 for Papa Bites, I would highly, and you really want to know what happens in that ad, highly recommend watching it on YouTube. It's a 30-second video. It's a 30-second commercial. You can pump through it real quick. I don't know why you've been holding off.
I think, and I would also say it's okay. If you haven't seen it, there's not much that gets spoiled in our podcast.
No, I think we're going to spoil everything.
We are going to spoil the whole thing, but you're going to be okay. There's not many people. It's not like there's a big twist or anything.
To be honest with you, if you're waiting, holding out to watch a commercial that's 30 seconds long, and yet you still listen to the podcast about that commercial, I don't care if I spoil it for you. Who are you and what are you doing? Anyway, that's your official spoiler warning. We're going to be chatting about it. I'll bloody see you soon.
Peace. I hate the word.
I got one leg, you're going to fuck it and kick it.
Going to put a little cornstarch on my werewolf, man.
Luigi Mario.
Hello and welcome to Mission Zach's Leguizamarama, a podcast where two people waste 2 to 3 years of their life on a concept that is too niche in Australia. Three to four. My name is Zachary Ruane. You might know me from never having done a Twitch stream of my own. I'm joined by Mish Witchrup, who you might know from
those bloody 24-hour streams that she loves to do. That being said, you might be like, "What the fuck?"
Well, that's why it's all good, everybody. The reason why we just mentioned Twitch streaming is this podcast was recorded live on Twitch. So if you are listening, if you're watching on Twitch, you know all of this.
Yeah, hello.
But if you are listening a week from now, or right now if you're listening, we are a week ago.
Yep.
Mish Witchrup did a 24-hour live stream in order to fundraise for her Sydney and Melbourne comedy shows. She's coming to Sydney, coming to Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
Good time to plug it.
Yeah, I could plug it right now for the pod. I won't though.
No. She did a 24-hour stream to make some money to fly to Sydney. Hopefully, you know, get those Virgin flights so she can start getting
I had
points.
A taste of that delicious Virgin flight and I'm a Jetstar girl.
This is a
20... I'm a Virgin girl on a Jetstar budget, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm a Qantas boy on a Virgin budget.
Yeah, yeah.
We are here recording live. Now, the reason I've given this context... is because Mish is 6 hours into this live stream. So while you as a listener are just tuning in, if Mish sounds like she's starting to lose her mind, that is because she is 6 hours into a Twitch stream that will go for 24 hours.
24 hours. And if you're like, oh, I'd love to tune on that, I'm out already and I'm not coming back.
Yeah.
This was a really full-on choice. But I'm genuinely happy to be here and I'm really, really happy to be doing this with you. It's a fun little platform. And it's just technology's amazing, really.
Isn't it? We live in the future right now. It's pretty crazy for me right now because I feel so torn. I've done live podcasts in front of a live audience before in person and I often feel torn with those podcasts. Like, who am I performing for, the listener or the person right in front of me? I feel similarly, but it's kind of more confusing. Am I performing for the person in a week's time or am I performing live? Who knows?
See,
probably neither. I shouldn't have dwelled that much.
Here's
on
a really
this.
Good reflection as to where I'm at right now.
Mm.
You spoke just then, solid 20 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hear a word of what you were saying.
Is that
to
not
me.
True 45% of the time with you, though?
Yes. No. No, I like to think I'm a good listener, but sometimes I wait to speak. I wasn't waiting to speak at this. I was waiting to die.
You were just gone.
It's just a lot. I'm having a lot of fun. I'm streaming The Last of Us. I'm having good chats. But when you hit the 6-hour mark, it is a point where you go, oh, I'm a bit tired. Like, I am a bit tired right now.
Have you heard about those?
But I have 17 hours left.
Yeah. Have you heard about those 20-hour flights that Qantas has started doing?
But you can get up and you can shut up for 20 hours. You can stand up, walk around. I technically can, but I don't want to leave people. I promised them.
But I think it's a similar kind of psychological impact, which is just like, oh, my God, this has been two Titanics and I've got like.
When you put it in terms of Titanics, because you and I also discovered that we both do that, like time to us is just purely in Titanics.
We think in Titanics.
3-hour film. How many Titanics do I have right now?
You've done two Titanics. And what's crazy is you've got like HBO limited series, nearly two HBO limited series to go.
That's awful.
It's like it's bigger than a Titanic. To count it in Titanics would be silly.
Yeah. Well, how many Titanics do I have to go now? Because I've got
6 Titanics. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
6. What's 6 times 3? 18. Yeah, yeah, about
you've
that.
You've got just under 6 Titanics to go.
Oh, Lord.
That's a lot. You're in television territory.
Oh,
that's right
so
now.
Fucked up.
It's crazy. It's crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm. But I'm happy to be here. It's a lot of fun. I'm enjoying myself. I'm going to get myself to Melbourne and Sydney, and I'm also going to do it while. It's funny. It is funny that I'm doing this. It's comedy gold.
Would you do a 20-hour flight, Mish?
It depends if I was getting to a nice place.
I think 20 hours is too long.
I'd do it if I was going to a nice place.
But wouldn't you just prefer to do a stopover?
No, I don't like stopovers. I like to smash it out.
Really, 20 hours?
Yeah, sure. No. You're asking the person who signed on to do 24 hours.
Yeah.
Of
I'm
gaming.
I'm going to ask you after 24 hours of this if you'd still feel.
Yeah, maybe.
About 20 hours of
might flight. Be a bit different. Are you in the studio tomorrow morning?
Yeah, like here?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, you're going to still be here.
What time do you get in?
10, probably.
Well, come past at 9:30 if you want. You can see me.
Hello. Yeah.
I will be falling apart. Do you know I'm doing a personal training session at 6 a.m.? Mm,
I saw that on your little list.
That's crazy.
This is crazy stuff. I think this will be fun. This is a fun idea. I got to be honest with those of you listening. This was not done as a way to promote Leguizamarama or as a fun thing to do. It really was we were trying to schedule in a time to do the podcast, and there was this like giant thing in the calendar.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, when can we do it? Could we do it Monday night? No. Could we do it Tuesday morning? No.
No.
Could we do it Monday morning? No. Why is that? Oh, because 24 hours of your week is taken up with a live stream.
And it's like, and I just don't know what to do with my 24 hours. And then Zach was like, why don't we just do a live? And I was like, bloody good idea that.
Why don't we smash out? And then when I realised that there were two Papa John's commercials, today we are, of course, talking about John Leguizamo's work in the Papa John's commercials.
Mm-hmm.
When I realised that there were two, I thought, well, heck, let's do two episodes. And I got to be honest, I'm regretting that decision.
That was you. You pushed that, not me.
Well, that was, I think, as a generous offer to you for something to do for the 24 hours. But I realised after I'd offered it that I didn't have
to do
that.
Well, see, I've got quite a busy night, really. So I've set up my day very nicely. At the start of the morning, I had Tom come in. He said hello.
Yeah, nice.
Then I had Lena come in and she'd taped mushrooms to her face.
Okay.
And she was dressed up as a clicker from The Last of Us.
Oh, that's cute.
Very funny.
Yeah.
I just lost my mind. Then you came in at 4 o'clock.
Mm.
At 7 o'clock, I've got dinner with Sam Peterson and Jess Perkins. 8 o'clock, I've got a sing-along with Michelle Brazier and Tim Lancaster.
Oh, these all sound lovely, Mish.
And then I'm by myself with the chat for 8 hours.
Now, you are playing Last of Us. I think that what's crazy about this break that you're taking is that John Leguizamo and Last of Us have nothing to do with each other.
That's right. Well, let's find a connection. I could do that. All right, so.
Yeah, let's go.
This won't be hard. This won't be hard, surely not.
Oh, yeah, Pedro Pascal and John Leguizamo were in episode 1, season 2 of Mandalorian together.
There you go.
There you go. That was the easiest one ever. Of course, celebrating the league with
We got so prepared. We like leaned forward.
We were getting ready.
Ooh, all right, let's do this. That was a very easy connection to make, if we're being honest.
Oh, this is strange, Mish. This is strange. I'm in Twitch zone. This is the problem. It's a different energy. Podcasts and Twitch is a slightly different energy.
Oh, it's absolutely a different energy. It's weird that people are watching us do this.
Yeah, yeah.
I also can imagine that people who didn't watch this, who are listening to this episode, are like, this is shit.
Because it's a different energy. I think Twitch is more of a marathon and podcasts are not a sprint.
Mm.
Podcasts are more of like you know those long races, but they're still all inside the stadium.
Yeah, big circle race.
Yeah, like a big circle race.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like they're not a sprint. A sprint is like TikToks and YouTubes.
Yep.
Podcast is still in the long side of things.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's not a marathon, whereas Twitch is a marathon.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And I think I really took it on my in my heart. I took it to be my job to come in and be like, "Hey, I'm doing the podcast. Mish is tired."
Mm.
And then I realized I was tired, and now we're just both tired.
Well, the others, yeah.
Oh no!
So you've just got two friends just being a bit tired.
Just being a bit tired, which is real.
Well, that's the thing. It's like to come into a podcast at the end of a day. This is where I'm at right now. To come into a podcast at the end of a day after a long, arduous day, you can smash it out for 45 minutes. Like, I can fucking get the energy up. I can make this work. But when you've had a long day in front of a game, granted, and hanging out with my friends, yeah, and you're like, cool, yeah, I can get the energy up. What I'm struggling with is getting the energy up to know that I still have to keep going.
You've got to 16 ignore, hours you have after. To ignore. I think the trick is you've got to forget about the next 20 hours. That's true. For them. That's for later.
Mm-hmm.
You got to give your everything to this podcast.
Yeah.
And then next week we'll do another podcast. Then you give everything to that podcast. And then I'll be out of here and I don't really care what happens.
Yeah, fair enough.
But that's just me being selfish.
Oh, you're all right. Who cares?
You can do this.
We can do this.
Anything else? How are you otherwise, Mish?
I'm great. I'm doing good. I'm getting ready for Comedy Festival, which is nice.
Yeah, fun.
What's something that I was going to talk about? I did have a really good thing I wanted to chat with you about.
Yeah, go for it.
It was a movie that I watched. Oh, I'm watching the Final Destination films.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
That's fucked. They've made how many movies in the Final Destination series?
Remember.
They're all the same.
Well,
they don't change the plot.
I read a review for one of them. I can't even think of which ones I've seen. I know for sure I've seen the first one.
Mm.
But I feel like I've seen sequels.
I've seen the first three now and they are all the same and not in like an entertaining way.
Well, what I saw, the review I saw was of one of the sequels and I thought it was very astute where they said that Final Destination found its rhythm when they realised that it's like a game.
Mm.
It's like it's not a horror like other horrors are. It's like a... It's like almost like a Domino's movie. It's like a movie of like these people are going to die. How are they going to die? It's like here's the setup and that's why you watch a Final Destination movie for like, you know, each of these people are going to die. How are they going to die? And it's like almost a game. It's not a horror anymore by the sequels. It just becomes like a
guess how they're going to die.
Or like, yeah, like a, yeah. Almost like a farce.
I don't know. I just think that it's part of me was just like, this is very lazy. You know what I mean? Like it just seems very, very lazy to just go, we'll just do the same movie and have them die. In the third one, spoiler warning for Final Destination 3, there's a guy who works at a hardware store like a Bunnings and then the Bunnings turns on him and kills his girlfriend. That's dark but also like shit.
Yeah.
Like just a shit series of films. I think I'm going to stop though. I'm not committed to doing all of them. You know what I mean?
I watched. I got on a Hellraiser run. You know the Hellraiser.
Yeah, you made me want to watch them, but I never did.
No, they're great. You would love them. Mm. And I got 4 or 5 deep, I think, which is the like
That's an effort.
Yeah, yeah, but like by out of desire, like out of like, ooh, I want to watch the next one. I want to, and it was diminishing returns. Like the first one is easily the best one, but it was a very fun journey. Like there's something fun about just like sequel
sticking
after
them out.
Sequel.
Yeah.
Horror does it like nothing else, where they just like
and bash them out,
and they kind of have fun. Like, well, have you seen about a sequel that's just like, yeah, what about this?
Have you seen the most recent Scream film?
Not yet, no.
Do you want to go see it together?
Yeah, I got 2 free passes to it. I was meaning to message you about it.
Can I come?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you're my horror friend.
You're my horror friend.
Aww. I keep going to engage with the chat.
We can't engage with the chat because we're doing a live pod right now.
But yeah, no, we are. Yeah, I definitely want to see. Have you seen it yet?
No.
No.
Otherwise, I wouldn't accept the free ticket. I would, but I haven't seen it.
No, I'm very excited for it. I love Scream. Scream is my favourite horror franchise.
Same. Well, the first Scream is one of my favourite movies of all time.
There's something about, I think there's something really, like, I feel like, I thought about this with Harry Potter, right?
Mm-hmm.
With Harry Potter, you know how, like, when you're born and something has already become a nerd property?
Yeah.
Like, Star Trek and Star Wars, when we were born, was already, like, bigger than any one thing in it. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I always thought it was really interesting with, like, Harry Potter, how we saw Harry Potter go from books to movies to this thing that was bigger than anything.
Like, yes.
You know what I mean? Like, now it's like, oh, no, the Hufflepuffs are the this and the Gryffindors are this and... You know what I'm saying? And it's like Scream, I feel a little bit like that. Like Hellraiser and like Freddy, like, you know, like Freddy Nightmare on Elm Street were all horror franchises that I only ever knew as franchises. I knew those characters as bigger than their first film. Whereas Scream is like that now. There's like 7 of them.
Yeah.
6 of them.
Yeah.
But I know it not as a franchise. I know it as the first one and then all these sequels.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, yes.
You know?
Have you watched really a lot of the Nightmare on Elm Streets?
I've seen the first and I've seen the really meta one.
Yeah, I love that one.
What was that?
A New Nightmare.
A New Nightmare, which I love.
Love. Love.
And I think if Scream ever needed a reset, a New Nightmare-style story where it's set, that's my whole Scream idea. I won't give too much of it away.
That's so good. I love Scream so much.
Scream is my favourite horror franchise.
Oh, absolutely, without a doubt.
Scream is one of my favourite movies. The series is one of my favourite, is my favourite horror franchise.
Do you know what let me down, talking horror, which we do a lot on this pod, was, have you seen Smile?
No.
I think it was built up too much. Yeah. It got built up so much for me.
Yeah,
people that when I watched it, I was like, nah, I'm not about it. I'm not about it, nah.
Yeah.
Do you know what's another one? This is all stuff on my Instagram. At Mish Witchrop. I watched Cloverfield Lane.
Oh, I need to watch that. I really want to watch that.
Oh, the one with John Goodman.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it was so good. Spoiler alert for that movie.
Oh, don't spoil it. Oh. Don't spoil it. I think the trailer spoiled it from memory.
Have we told the pod about Dexter and about how I ruined that for you?
Oh. But I don't remember that. Isn't that funny? I would have been so shitty with you.
You were... Okay, here's a story. This is fun. I moved in with Zach in 2010 when I moved to Ballarat and we went to uni together. And, like, we got along very, very well. Like, we bonded over MasterChef. We've talked about this. This is a big Dexter spoiler for anyone who's listening.
Yeah.
Dexter right? Spoiler. Oh, I'll try not to spoil it too much. No, I don't need
it's
to.
Okay, I think you can spoil Dexter.
So,
you've given fair warning.
Dexter was massive in 2010. I think they were up to season 3 or 4 or some shit.
Yeah.
Right? And the boys I was living with asked me, oh, do you watch Dexter? I'm like, yeah, no, I really like it. Really, really liked the first 2 seasons, but it got really shit in the 3rd or 4th when insert thing that happened here happened, because all the boys at this point had told me we're big Dexter fans.
Right.
So I'm like, surely I haven't watched more Dexter than these big fans. And Zach just looked at me from across the kitchen table and just went, I'm only on season 2.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh. And he was like, no, it's fine. It's fine. In a very,
did I?
It's fine. Yeah. No, it's fine. It's fine. And you were so, and I get it, you were salty with me. I felt so fucking bad. And I apologized like relentlessly like relentlessly. I think you were genuinely quite mad at me for about 24 hours.
Yeah.
Which oddly enough is how long I'm doing this stream for.
Because I've decided I remember it now. And I remember being like, oh, we've just started watching Dexter. I'm making all of this up.
Huh?
I was just making stuff up. But you know, I do remember that. I remember you being like, we were talking about Dexter, and then you just being like, yeah, I liked it until spoiler. Yeah. I have a very vivid memory of that. Mm.
That's right.
And I never watched that season.
Sorry.
Because I was like, what's the point?
Yeah, I fucked it real bad.
Also, I got sick of Dexter. Dexter always had the same plot every season. It was always Dexter is alone. Dexter has to find another serial killer.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this serial killer understands Dexter in a way no one else ever will. Uh-oh, Dexter has to kill the serial killer.
Yeah, that's kind of the plot. What's remarkable to me is with medical dramas, I'm sure we've talked about this before,
how they keep
just coming up with fucked ways to have people need to go to hospital.
Yeah.
And like the real crazy ass like solutions to their problems. Just keeps going. Grey's Anatomy is in like their 56th season or something.
Do you know what I was thinking the other day? I was thinking about medical dramas and you know how like, did you watch Mindhunter?
What?
Did you watch Mindhunter? Come on, Mish.
I'm so tired already.
I know you are.
Mindhunter, the first season.
Yeah. And I read a thing about Mindhunter.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I just for those listening, Mish is just like glazing over and not making eye contact with me and just sometimes reading the comments from the Twitch stream in a way, but not in like an engaging with the Twitch stream, just in a completely leaving me kind of way. This is my fault. I made the call to record a podcast while she was 6 hours.
Two of them. We have to do two of these.
But I made both calls. So Mish, you know Mindhunter?
Yeah.
Have you heard the thing about Mindhunter that it's a police procedural? There was this idea that it's a reinvention of the police procedural for streaming.
Yes.
Because, you know, every two or three episodes they solve a different crime and it kind of the crimes overlap, but it has that police procedural thing. I was thinking that the other day about like whether you could do that with a medical drama.
Yeah, I'm sure you could.
I thought maybe we could talk about that for a little I thought maybe I'd bring it up and then
you
go.
Why would you want to do a police procedural for a medical drama?
What? What?
Isn't that what you just said to me?
Maybe I did. What do you think I said?
Like how in Mindhunter there's a police procedural. I can't say that word.
Yeah.
And that format was something that they wanted to do in like that you think would be really interesting in a medical drama.
No. What I meant was...
Okay, I'm listening now.
Our Mindhunter...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
No, I'm with you. I'm good. We've got this.
God.
Yeah.
We should have done this in the morning.
Yeah, fucking oath.
Our Mindhunter
mm-hmm.
is a police procedural or the style of a police procedural but adapted for streaming, adapted for binging because... Like, they have crimes, but they might go over multiple episodes and they overlap with other crimes, but they're solving a crime every episode or two, like a police procedural, but it's adjusted for streaming, yeah?
Yep.
Could you do that with a medical drama? Could you do, like, a 10-episode Netflix medical drama? So it's, like, it's... That old sort of, it's the Grey's Anatomy or it's the...
I don't think so. And I think it's because there are so many medical dramas that just give it to you every fucking 20 minutes. To do 10 episodes, I don't think it would hold people's interest.
But it would be about like maybe you could have, you'd try and find a story, that like an arc over the 20. Maybe you'd try and find an arc over the 10 episodes for characters, but then you could have like... A Denny type. You could sit with one character's at that hospital for all 10 episodes, but then another character might come in for two or three, and then another character might come in for one. It's like more chapters. It's less like...
Do you get backstories of those characters?
Sure. I don't know.
If there's some backstories, sure, I'm on board.
It's just doing what they did. You know what they did with Mindhunter?
Yeah, I don't really remember Mindhunter, to be perfectly honest with you. That's the Matthew McConaughey one, right?
No.
Oh,
No, it's not.
Oh, what am I thinking of?
You're thinking of... Yeah.
You know what? I haven't seen Mindhunter.
No, you haven't, right.
I'm not thinking of that. What's the Matthew McConaughey one?
Now you're just talking to the chat, bitch.
What's the... True Detective!
You can't talk to the chat. We're recording a podcast live. Oh, no.
This is going to be one of the worst podcast episodes we've ever done.
Yeah.
And it's not my fault.
Oh. I mean, I'm trying here.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. This is definitely my fault for thinking this is a good idea.
No, this is going to be fine. We're fine.
It's all right, Mish.
Okay, you know what I need to do? I need to face you because I think it's because I'm facing outwards.
Okay.
And you know what?
What?
I think it's time to talk about Papa John's.
All right.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Well, unlike what we usually do, we usually write a little blurb for what we talked about, but we just watched it immediately before we recorded. Mm. So I'm going to try and improvise a blurb.
Okay.
This week's episode is all about Papa John's commercial, (2022), (America). In this video, we discover there are four new flavours. What?
There were three.
Three new flavours of, what are they called?
Papa Bites.
Papa Bites. In this video, narrated by John Leguizamo, we discover there are three new flavours of Papa Bites, two savoury and one sweet.
Mm-hmm.
John Leguizamo plays the narrator who tells us all about the Papa Bites and reminds us that it's okay to break your New Year's resolution. Tee-hee-hee.
For a little Papa Bite.
For a little Papa Bite.
I liked the ad a lot.
Yeah, we're talking about the ad, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. Go on.
I'm not facing the chat. I'm looking directly at you, so no. I'm actually in this now.
Yeah, I love this.
The dessert Papa Bites looked fucking gross.
Really?
Can we all agree with that?
No, unfortunately, Mish, I thought the dessert Papa Bite looked top-notch. The dessert Papa Bite was a Papa Bite. Let's describe the Papa Bite.
Okay,
it
looks like a crust of a pizza rolled up with cheese in it.
Yeah. It's like a little...
Like if you rolled it like into a little mini cinnamon scroll.
Yeah, so the sweet Papa Bite was like a Oreo-flavoured thing and it had like an icing dip.
Yeah.
And I thought it looked top-notch.
It looked too sweet. I looked at that and I went, okay, that's too sweet.
It did look too sweet.
The other Papa Bite they had was a spicy Papa Bite, which was cheese and jalapeno. That was the one that appealed to me the most.
What was the sauce for the spicy Papa Bite?
I don't remember.
Oh, that's a shame.
Was it like a... We could refer to the chat, you know.
But you can't.
No, we'll just ask.
No,
what?
We're recording a
People are saying it was chili.
Oh, a chili sauce.
And then there was the palm.
Now, the palm was my favourite. I love a spicy thing, but I just didn't see enough flavour going on in the jalapeno one.
I've got to say, with the palm one, that was the one I enjoyed hearing John Leguizamo talk about the most because his New York accent, because he pumped the New York in this one, went full New York style to talk about the Papa Bites.
Mm.
When he talked about the palm, I felt the most, like, engaged.
Absolutely. And I thought it looked the nicest as well. You know, it looked the most pizzery.
Mm.
If I was doing, you know, a night of Papa Bites for my dinner.
But that is madness. That is psycho behaviour to make that your full meal. Is an entree at best.
But if I was making it my full meal, I would do the palm Papa Bites with a dessert of Oreo Papa Bites. Mm-hmm. I thought the jalapeno Papa Bites, I love spicy. But
you
I
do
just,
love spicy. I just don't know that you're not on board with this.
I just don't know if they had enough else going on.
Okay.
Because jalapenos are nice, but they're kind of pickle flavor and spicy flavor, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the Palm had, you know, tomato.
That
had like a pizza.
That was
experience.
That was a more of a meal. But I think anyone who would go for Papa Bites as a main
is insane.
I'm going to straight up ask you a question. We actually talked about this recently on Gamey Gamey Game, which is a show on Twitch and YouTube. Very good. I was on it. I don't think you were there that day. What's happened?
It's funny.
I've lost my fucking marbles. Yeah,
this is great.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep the energy up for the pod.
No, it's all right.
We're talking about like how pizza topping says a lot about a person.
Yeah.
My ideal pizza is not everyone's favourite, but I think it says a lot about me.
Oh,
can I tell you what it is?
This is a fun. So the conversation is, what's your favourite?
I'm going to tell you what my favourite pizza is.
Yeah.
And you can tell me if you think that's a good reflection of who I am as a person.
Okay, sure.
It isn't a good reflection of who I am as a person, I'd like you to tell me what you would think is on my perfect pizza. Like, what pizza topping best reflects who I am? And you can't say pizza with dog shit on it.
I would never. Why would I say dog shit?
I don't know if you're trying to be mean.
I don't think you eat dog shit, bitch.
Okay, good. That's positive then.
All right, go for it.
So on my perfect pizza, keeping in mind, of course, I am vegan, so this is all like the vegan stuff.
The vegan version. So the vegan is not part of Yeah, great.
Margarita with pineapple and olives.
Whoa.
That's my ideal pizza, straight up.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I got no beef with that. It's weird. It's a weird choice.
There is no beef on it though, so I'm not surprised.
Oh, very good.
Thank you. I still got it even fucking 7 hours in.
Guess my favourite pizza. I got two.
Spicy chicken.
No.
Oh, was I way off?
Spicy was right. Mine would either be a Mexican or an American.
What's on an American pizza?
American is... base.
Okay.
Tomato, cheese, ham and salami.
See, if someone said to me, what's Zach like, tell me in pizza terms, I would have said spicy chicken with pineapple.
Oh.
But as a personality type, that's what you are, man.
I gotta take into account the fact that your favourite pizza is pineapple and olives. So when you say that you think of me as a spicy chicken pizza with pineapple... To me, that sounds like an insult.
Oh, no, it's not, though.
But for you, I have to remember, you really like the idea of pineapple on a pizza, so yeah. You're not insulting.
No, but to me it goes, there's a bit of pizzazz to you, which is the spice.
Yeah.
There's the chicken, which is wholesome and warming. And then there's the pineapple, which is zesty, fruity and fun. That's what I think when I say spicy chicken pizza.
Oh, no.
What?
Yeah, it's good.
What about me?
If I had to guess and like removing the vegan element, I would put you more as
sausage.
No, I would put you more in the category of like a tandoori chicken.
Oh, why? Ooh.
Because it's fun. It's different, but it's yummy and it's like nice and it's, you hear that and you go, ooh. But then you get to know it and you're like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take that. So you don't think that I'm a cheese with pineapple and olives?
I'm not doing the whole, oh, pineapple is unhinged. Like, that's a pretty crazy order. I've never heard of that pizza before. I've never.
You had a margarita and you go, can you add some olives and pineapple?
Yeah. Yeah, that's like wild to me. Ham and pineapple work. Oh, I guess the olives are doing what the ham does.
A little salty.
Yeah, okay. I don't love pineapple on pizza. I don't hate pineapple on pizza, but I don't love it. If there's pineapple on pizza, I'll pick it off. And then I'm okay and I'll eat it.
Does your partner like pineapple on pizza?
Neither of us get pineapple on pizza. But okay. I'll pick it off and I'm okay with the bit of pineapple residual because I agree the sweetness can be nice, but I wouldn't eat.
So you'd finish the pizza and then eat the pieces you've picked off?
I'd pick off the pineapple, eat them first, then eat the pizza.
That is absolutely the most fucking insane thing you could have said.
Why?
You've ordered a pizza.
No, but I would never order a pizza.
Hold on, I'm saying you've ordered a supreme.
Okay.
You'd order a Supreme. No, I can see you doing that. No. Nah, I can see you doing it.
Okay. But I would say no pineapples.
Oh, so you dislike it that much, you would say no to pineapple on pizza.
I dislike it enough to take it off. I like pineapples, so I'll eat the pineapples still. I'm taking them off.
But what I think is psycho is that you're like, I'll
I've been so nice to you about pineapple and olives, man. And you're calling me a psycho.
No, what, my point, my issue isn't the fact with your like or dislike to pizza. It's how you're choosing to consume it.
Okay,
that's
sure.
my issue.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You're saying that there's something on your pizza that you like separate to pizza, so you take it off. I get that.
I'm talking very specifically about
but
pineapple.
To eat the thing you've picked off first before eating the pizza to me is insane. Like you wouldn't pick it off, put it to the side, enjoy your pizza, and then eat the bit you picked off. Because otherwise you're just waiting to enjoy your pizza. Am I making sense?
I'm sorry. After all I was saying, I got distracted by the
If you have chat. A box of chocolates, right? Delicious box of chocolates, right? So you've got 12 assortment of chocolates, right? And you like every flavour. There isn't one you dislike.
Yeah.
Do you eat your favourite first or your least favourite first?
If I'm... Oh, okay. Is this what you're coming at me for? Because
No, this is different. I'm just trying to stay on it.
If I have a plate of roast and vegetables,
yep,
roast beef, roast meat,
yep.
Let's say stuffing. Let's keep it vegan.
Mm-hmm.
Stuffing, potatoes, roast potatoes, and steamed vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to eat the steamed vegetables first.
Yeah.
Then the stuffing, then the potatoes. I'm going to leave the best bit to last.
Okay, that's like my partner does that. If we have pies with broccoli. He'll eat all his broccoli and then eat the pie.
And is that what you're saying is unhinged?
No, what I'm saying is that you have ordered a pizza to enjoy.
Yeah, I wouldn't get it
And you choose to eat the bit you're taking off first before the pizza, which I say you want to enjoy a pizza, take the thing off that you don't enjoy on a pizza, eat your pizza and then eat the offcuts.
No, because I think that I wouldn't want to end on the taste of the pineapple. If I were to take it off, if I were to not eat the pineapple first, I wouldn't eat the pineapple.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
That makes sense.
I haven't ordered the pizza with pineapple. I'm at a party. I'm at a thing. I've said, get whatever. And then I've realised the one thing I want to eat has pineapple on it. I'll just pick it off. Eat the three pineapples because I don't hate pineapple.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll eat the pizza.
Okay.
That's where I'm coming.
No, I get you now, man.
You know?
That makes sense to me for sure.
Okay, but that's enough about pizza. Any more thoughts on the ad itself, Mish? Or Pizza Bites specifically, or John Leguizamo's
voice? I'll speak
voice
on John real quick. I love hearing his voice stuff. This, like I said, full New York, and I thought that was sick.
Yeah.
I can't imagine a better person to promote a pizza bite.
Well, especially
facts.
Because his name is this is Daddy John era.
Mm-hmm.
Dad Guizamo era.
Yeah.
And it's Papa John's.
Mm.
So that's pretty fun.
Yeah, it is pretty fun.
Any final thoughts on the Papa John's commercial?
Yummy.
Yummy?
Yeah, I liked the do you know what's cool is that they don't have any of that other bullshit in there, like people.
Yeah.
It's just the bites, man.
Pretty crazy that they got someone as big as John Leguizamo just for voiceover.
He's good at voices. And John says yes to everything. We have
established
this. Yeah. But I like how Papa John's pizza is just like, you want pizza bites? We'll show you pizza bites. Fuck paying people to be in this ad.
Mm.
You don't have to pay a pizza bite. They saved a lot of money.
Yeah. John Leguizamo's voiceover work is probably a lot cheaper than his appearance work.
Yeah, I would probably agree with that.
Do you reckon
that.
He has a little studio in his house? I do.
No.
Okay.
No, I think he goes to a recording studio.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he doesn't have a studio in his house.
The Simpsons people do, apparently.
The Simpsons?
Yeah, they all just
But
do
that's
it
their
own,
their
yeah.
job is a voiceover. He John Leguizamo
doesn't do it enough.
No, not to have a studio.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Not even a little one.
Should we jump to Leguizamo's?
Oh, I'd love to. Yeah, I'd love to hear your
I'm going
to
give it Fuck, it was New York-y. But knowing this is what's hard about this podcast is I'm so into John Leguizamo. I've dedicated so much of my time to him. I don't think he's a Papa John's man.
Oh, really?
Nah, I think he goes to the little pizzeria down the road.
Oh, okay.
I don't think he's a chain man and like a chain store man.
I think that on my darkest days when I've been touring America, my darkest moments has been there's always been Papa John's involved.
I've never had Papa John's.
It's you're not in a good place when you're having Papa John's.
Is it like Pizza Hut equivalent?
It's more than Pizza Hut. But oh, yes, wow. It's in that category. It's down that path. Mish, you walk down a path, you walk down the Pizza Hut path, You pass Pizza Hut on the way to Papa John's.
All right, I hear you.
So I think in his darkest days, he's had the occasional Papa John's.
Okay. That's I hear what that.
I think, yeah.
Yeah, I hear that.
So what do you give it? I'll tell you what I give
Yeah,
it.
You go first, mate.
I give it 3 Leguistamos.
Okay.
You know, it's a great job for John. Mm. His voice is really good. The name of the company is Papa John's.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't help but think that that was a part of the decision.
I did not make that connection until right fucking now,
even
man.
When I talked about it a little bit
I
ago.
I wasn't listening. I have lost my fucking mind. I have been here for not even close to half the time.
Wow.
I think I've hit like a quarter, a third even.
Yeah, wow.
I am going to be here for a really long time. But I will say this because I love you and I respect you and we're one in the same really, similar brand.
Mm.
3 Leguistamos from Mish too.
Great.
And I feel like that's a fair fucking, you know, yeah.
Now, I know we did say earlier in this podcast that we would be doing 2 podcasts.
We're not.
But we have made the decision to only do 1 podcast.
And then do some chats.
So, but I'm saying this to the podcast.
Oh, to the podcast. You're not here.
This is why we're only doing 1. To the podcast listener, yes, we will be doing some chats after this. But to the person, to the people listening, this is the end of our journey. When you join us next week, we will be back to doing normal podcasts.
I will say this as well. If you're listening to this podcast, you had no idea I was doing a 24-hour stream and you're just like, what the fuck, this podcast was cooked. Can you check in on me? Just check in on me.
Just in the comments.
Yeah, just in the comments under our Instagram post for this episode. Just check in, see if I'm doing okay, because chances are I'm not.
Oh, you'll be fine.
Yeah, I'll be fine. Everything's going to be fine. This is fun. I like Last of Us. I love my friend Zach. I love you all in Pod World. Tom, to finish off this episode, can you please play a soundbite of what it would sound like if you threw a pizza at my head?
That's great.
I think you can create that. We love you all and we will speak to you next week on Mission Zach's Leguizamarama. That's a wrap.
Wow.
It's not a wrap though. It's a pizza bite.
Oh, that's good.
That was a good way to end it too. And I stretched it out by a little extra 4 seconds. All right. See you later, Pod World.
Pizza!
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.